From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Pharmaceutical companies have begun marketing directly to parents drugs that treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. Television spots and full-page magazine ads started last month. Some pediatricians are alarmed, and drug enforcement officials say that they're ready to crack down on the ad campaign, as NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
One ad in Ladies' Home Journal shows a mother hugging her smiling, freckled son. The ad names a drug made by Celltech Pharmaceuticals, proclaiming one dose covers his ADHD for the whole school day. These medications have become controversial as the number of children taking them has soared. Dr. Lawrence Diller, who practices behavioral pediatrics in the Bay Area, says this kind of advertising bothers him. It's not that the drugs don't work, he says they do, but Diller says too many children are being medicated for the wrong reasons.
Over half the kids who are getting medication don't meet criteria for ADHD diagnosis.
In 1998, Diller wrote a book, Running on Ritalin, in which he argues that children's behavioral problems or troubles at school often are caused by a complicated mix of factors, social, developmental, and medical. But in their ads for medications, Diller says the drug makers imply that a simple pill can solve everything.
Basically, they are putting the message out repeatedly. It's the brain, stupid, that's causing this problem. And again, there are others like myself who feel it's much more complex than that.
Celltech Pharmaceuticals refused requests for an interview. But according to the company, the ad is targeted at parents whose children already take Ritalin or another of the older ADHD drugs, which require multiple doses per day. The Celltech ad introduces a new one-dose alternative. David Steinberg is a pharmaceuticals analyst with Deutsche Bank Alex Brown. He says 10 years ago, the market for ADHD drugs didn't even exist, but now it's booming. Direct-to-consumer advertising has boosted sales of brand-name drugs for allergies and even cardiac disease. He says the drug makers figure, why not ADHD drugs as well?
This year, revenues in the U.S. alone will approach $1 billion. Now, of course, that has drawn more entrants, and with more entrants is more competition, and one way to differentiate yourself in the pack is through advertising.
But these medications aren't like allergy or heart medicine. They are powerful stimulants with a big potential for addiction. Therefore, ADHD drugs are classified as Schedule II controlled substances by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration.
Because these substances have an abuse potential, drug abusers seek them out regularly and across the country.
Terry Woodworth of the DEA says for 30 years, drug makers voluntarily complied with an international treaty that bars advertising of Schedule II drugs directly to the public. And for good reason. He says marketing will increase the supply of substances that are already sold illicitly.
Kids using, abusing, buying, selling, trading, crushing these pills up and snorting them just like cocaine. So we're concerned. It's a problem, and it continues to grow, and advertising just complicates the picture further.
Woodworth says drug companies have tried to push the advertising envelope before. The DEA and FDA have intervened, and the companies have retreated. In this case, the DEA has already contacted each drug firm involved in the ad campaign. Woodworth says the agency is prepared to push for legislation prohibiting companies from consumer advertising of ADHD drugs and other controlled substances. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.